Okay, we have to do the first reading of a constitutional amendment, so we'll do that before the election starts. And we'll turn it over to the chair of that committee, Gabe Griffin.
All right, thank you. All right, bear with me a little bit. My fingers are still trying to get back in shape from being sick, and a couple of months ago I couldn't even feel Braille at all, so... Thank you. All right, whereas, oh wait, sorry, wrong committee. Okay, this is going to be, as Jeff said, the first reading of the amendment, so it's a read only, no discussion. We'll have the second reading on Sunday morning and we can discuss it as much as allowed. It's Article 8.9, and the current language is Section 8.9. Each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid along with the roster of, roster as required in section 8.7 and the officer information sheet required in the bylaws. So the action that we are proposing, or that's being proposed, is to delete the words at least 30 days prior to each CCB convention, and it would be replaced with the wording no later than February 15th. So the new language would read, again, section 8.9, each chapter shall elect a delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter to attend, to attend council conventions and cast the chapter's vote. The chapter may also elect an alternate delegate who is a current voting member of the chapter. The chapter shall provide its delegate and alternate delegate with a credential. Such credential must be submitted to the council president and secretary, care of the CCB office, no later than February 15th. No credential of a delegate or alternate delegate may be accepted unless the annual dues of the chapter seeking to be represented are paid, along with the roster as required in section 8.7 and the officer information sheet required in the bylaws.
Thank you.
All right, and I will turn it back over to President Tom and speak with you guys all later. You need this mic?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So anyway, you will be voting on that constitutional amendment on Sunday. All right. Yes, Gabe's leaving, he says. That's right. Okay, now.
Oh, hang on.
Yes, Gabe, you want to announce the location of resolutions this evening?
All right, resolutions will be meeting a little while, 10, 15 minutes or so, after the close of elections in the Manzanita boardroom, which is down on the first floor. It's right near where the CCB registration table is.
Okay.